Crossing boundaries is all about crossing a line or taking a risk. My mother, Anna Marie Cohen, chose to cross a boundary when she decided to leave her job. But does she feel the same way? We are about to find out. I am going to interview Anna Marie Cohen to see how she felt about leaving her profession and how it has or has not made an impact on her life. I'm here to talk to you about your past experience with being employed. Take me back to the last time you were employed.
I taught fashion marketing at the Art Institute of Philadelphia, Chestnut Street.
Did you have to go through a lot of schooling to work at your job?
No, I graduated from Temple University with a bachelor's degree. And with my retail work experience, I got the job.
Would you say you enjoyed it compared to the other jobs you had in your past?
Yes, that was the career. That was good, you know. It was a good part of my life so far.
Tell me how you arrived at the decision to quit your job.
The environment changed there. The actual and physical space changed. The director of the department was new. I missed my old director. And the student body, the students I was teaching, was not as dedicated as my previous classes. Over the years.
Do you regret quitting your job?
The only regret I had and still kind of had was missing all of my coworkers and, of course, the salary.
If you could start your life over, would you choose the same profession?
Let's see. I think that I wouldn't necessarily do the exact same profession. I would probably have studied art history and art and get into some other career like with home design rather than fashion.
How did people around you feel about quitting your job?
Well, it started out that I didn't want to quit. I left my job for a year intending to just take a break from it. And myself and other people thought it was a good idea. And also maybe not, because maybe you wouldn't go back. And so therefore it was maybe bittersweet because it was a choice that I didn't have to make, but I did make it.
Explain how your leaving of your job has affected your life today.
It affected my life by the way things work around here. I have more time on my hands than I would have had I kept the job, which is sometimes nice, but of course working is money, and there isn't any money in not really being employed. On the other hand, it was not a bad decision because I was able to help raise my children. When they needed their mom, they were small, so.
Do you think it would have been better and more beneficial to your family if you would have kept the job?
It might have been more beneficial for my family if I stayed working at the Art Institute. But certainly life and the cost of things and how they've changed over the years would be easier. And now that I have more time on my hands, I would probably like to be there, but not 100%.
In your opinion, what does it mean to cross boundaries?
Probably crossing boundaries, taking a chance or a great risk and doing something maybe you didn't think you could do. It means like crossing a line that on purpose you might have wanted to cross it or maybe not, and you don't always know if it's going to be a good decision when you do something like that. You never really know until maybe years later.
Do you think sometimes it is okay to cross boundaries, like in similar situations like these?
If you like to gamble with your life, maybe. If you didn't want to gamble, then you probably wouldn't do it. And sometimes you don't think of it as gambling until later on, as I've said.
If you had to give people a word of advice for having a profession or keeping a profession, what would you say?
That maybe you should think about, you know, crossing boundaries only if you think you might make a better term for yourself, maybe a happier choice, maybe a better reason than the current ones, but you don't always know until you get there if it's going to be a good decision.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm going to interview my sister to see her opinion on our mother leaving her job behind. This will prove whether or not there's a clear difference between how they each felt about her crossing a boundary. Hello, Marina.
Hi, Liza.
I'm going to ask you a few questions about how you felt about our mother leaving her job.
Okay.
What did you think about Mom's past job?
I thought it was really good for her. She loved it a lot. She loved teaching. I don't know why she would quit.
Could you see yourself having a job like that, or going in her footsteps?
No, because I would never want to teach.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. I just never thought about it. It's not something I would do.
Do you think it would be better for us and for the family if she were to keep her job?
I don't think it would have mattered or made a big difference if she kept the job or not, if it was going to be better for us. I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you still wish she had her job?
Yes, because she doesn't have a job now. She never did after she quit. She helps other people and volunteers at the thrift store, but it's not like, you know, a real job or a career or anything.
Do you think she feels as if it is a real job, even though she doesn't get an actual salary?
I don't know. Maybe, because she's always at the thrift store. Feels like she's an employee, I guess.
Would you have made the decision to leave, too, if you were in her footsteps?
No. I mean, it depends on why she left. I think she left because she had to take care of me and you, so she thought that was more important instead of her job. But if that was me, maybe it just depends if I could handle it, but obviously she couldn't handle both. She had to choose one.
In your opinion, what does it mean to cross boundaries?
It just depends on what you're risking. Some things are worth risking, but not all. That's what I think.
Do you think Mom leaving her job was a form of crossing boundaries?
Yeah, because it was a big risk, leaving your career, job, to possibly just take care of me and you, or a reason that wasn't even, like, you know, a big reason. I don't know, because she loved everything about her job. She loved everyone at her job. She loved being there, so I don't know why she would just quit.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, there you have it. There really is two sides to every story. We got to listen in on how my mother reminded herself of the bittersweet decision she made, rather than regretting it. We also got to listen in on how my sister disagreed with the bittersweet choices that our mother made. In the end, crossing a boundary can be as simple and straightforward as it being in your own hands. Crossing a boundary can be a forceful thing or a personal choice. In this case, it was a personal decision for my mother to take the risk of leaving her job, but she took the risk for the right reasons.